Thank you for tuning in to the WEEM Weekly Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM to share with you all about what is going on around our school and community. You can find present and future episodes of this podcast at 91.7WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.
Welcome to the 91.7 WEEM Podcast, and you're here with Layla King, and I'm interviewing Emmy Sumsky for our little band kid cheerleader-ish, homecoming-ish interview. Yeah. And so the first question is, how long have you been a part of band, or just like in marching band? Both of them, really.
I joined band when I was in sixth grade. So this is going to be...
Ew. You were one of those kids that rode the bus
yes,
to school
it was,
early.
I hated it. Beginner band was like really the worst thing in the world. But once I finished beginner band, then a band started to get actually fun. But I've been at, like, this will be my sixth year in band. So I've been in it for a very long time. And then I started doing marching band as soon as I like entered high school. So this is my third year in marching band.
Actually, it's gritty. But but what instrument? Have you, like, what instruments have you played and what do you play currently?
I've been in the percussion section my entire band career.
If you will, yeah.
Yes. So, like, middle school stuff, it was always just, like, basic snare drum, basic, like, mallet instrument stuff, just hitting things with things. And then when I started high school, I started focusing more on the mallet instrument aspect because I just liked it better and I was better at it. So... that's what I...
Hashtag mallet.
Hashtag mallet. Hashtag front ensemble is the best section.
So true. You tell them. What do you enjoy most about doing that, specifically just the mallets and everything like that?
Is it easier? It's, I would, for me personally, it's easier because I've never been good with like loud noises and drum equals loud noise,
so
which
true.
Is ironic because percussion in general is just...
percussion's very loud.
You're signing up for loud noise. But I always just liked the sound of mallet instruments better, and I think I look way cooler playing a mallet instrument. So
okay, you tell them. Fashion over. What is it? What is it? I forgot the word. Anyway, continuing. How is the marching band season going so far?
Has
it only been like a couple, haven't there? Just a couple.
Yeah, we just had our first competition and we won.
Yay! I saw that. Good job, guys. So true.
Yeah,
true of you guys.
So. Pretty cool. We still have so much work that we have to do. But, like, so far it's not going horribly.
Yay.
Because, like...
Outlook? Good.
Yeah, Outlook is all right. I have positive... Yeah. Yeah.
Goody. That's so splendid. What would you say that the biggest difference is from being, like, a part of percussion compared to everything else? Although, besides the obvious.
Right.
The obvious big hitting things.
Right.
Wow, crazy.
It's weird because being in, like, the front ensemble... is both harder and easier than a lot of other instruments because we don't have to march. So we aren't like out there like sweating in the hot sun and not being able to grab water. Like we have water next to us all the time. So we don't have to like, we aren't dehydrated or anything. But I feel like personally, like I am physically putting in so much more work.
I mean, yeah, wailing around
like,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like my arms are buff.
You're buff.
Yeah, I am buff because it's like, and I have like so many blisters on my hands. Like I've had to like, in the beginning, my hands were so sore all the time and I had to like build that resilience. So it's like, and I can't say that I am, like I feel like a lot of band kids are going to get mad at me for saying that like I'm putting in so much work when the, like everyone in the band puts in a lot of work. But I feel like it's harder mentally, I think, for me. Than like most other sections.
I see. I can see where that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally understandable. But are you looking to forward to the little homecoming parade, if you will, if there is one? Or just
I am. Yeah, because I almost passed out at the first one.
Oh, good. So I hope it's better.
I really do. So I'm looking forward to like not passing out because I did a point because this one I can't remember how long the parade is for here, but I did like a much longer one for the Indy 500 thing.
Oh.
And I survived that one. So hopefully I should be fine with this one.
Yeah, I hope so too. I hope it goes better than the last one. It should.
Also the floats are cool.
Yeah.
I always like the floats.
You're right. You're right. What like songs are you working on right now in particular? It doesn't have to like name anything. Just like what's your favorite one?
Like for marching band or for like for anything, like really. Pep stuff?
Anything. Whether it's personal or whether you're working on it right now.
Well,
in band.
Mostly we've like the stuff that I care the most about that we're going over is our marching band music. Because mm-hmm. it's obvious. Pretty cool. It's a pretty cool show. I'm very excited about it. So like the first movement that we do is like super upbeat and fast and like very like fun to like move around to. The second one is more slow and pretty, and it's very satisfying to play it because it's just like how melodic it is. And then the third one we haven't really started working on yet, but that one's very like, again, upbeat, but more in like a happy way than like in an intense way. So,
oh, that's so silly.
I love our music. It's so fun.
I'm glad you love it because I can't imagine how hard it would be to like perform those things without liking the music.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't do it.
There have been many times where there are things that I don't like that I have to perform anyway. And you just kind of deal with it.
Cope. Okay, but how would you say how involved are the percussionists in with like all the other sections, would you say?
We're kind of a more isolated group. Like drumline is a little bit like the people who play the bass drums and the snare drums and make big boom sound. They are a little bit more connected with the band than front ensemble is, but percussion has always been sort of isolated more from the rest of the band. Mm-hmm. And it's been weird, but it is like, I still know a lot of, like, I'm still friends with a lot of kids in band, or at least, you know, like, I know them. I can have conversation and fit in kind of thing. So it's pretty fun. I like it.
And then, Bandcamp. This is a question from one of my other people on the radio. What do you do?
During Bandcamp?
Yes, because I don't know either. But
okay, so we have different sections of Bandcamp for like marching band. The beginning Bandcamp is just learning how to march, how marching band works. So like learning specific movements and like what set is and what standby is and like, because a big thing about marching band is that everyone has to be uniform and everyone has to like look the same. So a lot of the beginning part of band camp is just learning all of that. And then the second part of band camp is more getting our music, learning how to play that music, like figuring out like the best way to sound, the best way to play together, that kind of thing. So we do a lot of that. And it's weirdly, they make us do it for a very long time. Like a lot of our rehearsals are like 9 to 5, Monday through Friday during the summer. Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's gross. But like, I have nothing else to do, so.
Speaking of, do you like having such a packed schedule? Like, do you like it? Especially during the school year, I would say.
Yeah, because like, we do a lot of like exercise and like drill. So we run around, we do like push-ups and we do a lot of exercising on top of it. So
you
like,
stay buff, you stay fit.
So like during that time, I feel the best because it is like, I'm so in shape and it's so nice. So like no band kid is like actually super buff. I mean, there are a few that are just like, they're just already that way. But like no band kid is actually an athlete, but like we kind of get to feel like athletes.
I mean, I would feel like one too. It's a very packed schedule. I don't know if I'd be able to deal with it. TBH, probably wouldn't like it all that
much. Yeah, because, you know, not everyone can do it.
Yeah, not everyone can. Which is also where I can see why it does get tiring mentally.
Mm-hmm.
I can definitely see
it. It gets tough.
That. Okay, but thank you. Thank you for being a silly little interview.
No problem. Yeah.
And yippee.
Are you ready?
Let's go. Turn it up.
Have you ever wanted to listen to 91.7 WEEM on your phone, but don't have internet connection?
Try out our new app. It's called 91.7 WEEM.
You are listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. I am Dylan Brown, and today I'm joined by Madeline Duckworth, who is in marching band, to talk about marching band. Thanks for being on here with me today, Maddie.
You are welcome.
All right, so I'll keep my first question nice and simple. How long have you been in marching band?
This is my second year. I was going to do it my eighth grade year, but Miss Maloney was like, no.
So what instrument do you play in marching band?
Mellophone.
Do you play anything else?
Not for marching band, but for our concert band, I'm a school bird.
All right. How much do you guys practice in an average week?
So during the school year, we have 3-hour rehearsals, but then during June camp, we rehearse from 9 o'clock in the morning to 5 at night. And that's the same for July camp, except there's 2 days where we go from 9 in the morning to 9 at night.
That sounds like a lot of work, honestly. What is your favorite part of marching band?
Probably competitions. Just because, like, everyone's nervous, but I'm just standing here, like, why?
Yeah, you just enjoy it.
I don't get nervous about competing, but it's like I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. What is the hardest part of marching band?
Probably the part where you feel like you're going to pass out, but you have to keep going. Like, this happened at our recent competition. I had heartburn, and I was getting heat exhaustion because it was, like, almost 90 degrees, and we were all wearing black, and I was dying, but I didn't sit out because I didn't feel like it.
Mm. Would you say that, like, the formations or the actual playing the instrument is harder?
It kind of just depends. Sometimes the drill's really hard where you have to, like, sprint across the field in 4 counts. I have some of that. But then sometimes there's music where you can't play it, so it's kind of just an if.
Yeah. How long ahead of the season do you guys start practicing?
What do you mean?
Like, so the season for, like, your competitions is around football season. How far in advance do you, like, get the music and start preparing?
Before school ends the previous year. So we have an overnighter before school ends, like, right before school ends, and then we go into rehearsing in June.
All right, so pretty darn early. Have you started competitions yet?
Yes, we had one last week at Westfield, but that got canceled due to rain, and we have one tomorrow at Northwestern.
Mm-hmm. Do you practice outside of school at all for the marching band competitions?
People sometimes practice their music, but I'm going to be honest, I don't.
Mm.
I did during the break between June and July camp because I'm playing a new instrument, so I was working on getting that. But other than that, no.
All right. How do you think you'll do at this year's competitions?
Our show this year, I feel, is already really strong. And our show theme is unique, so I think we're going to do a lot better than what we did last year.
Well, how did you guys do last year?
We swept at every competition, except Avon, we got second. And then Ben Davis, we got third. Other than that, we got first at everything, but we didn't make it to state by, like, the closest you'll ever get. So I think we're going to be a lot stronger this year.
All right, maybe make it to state this year. Do you practice for marching band only during school? Like, do you practice formations outside of school, or is it just in school?
No, because you kind of have to have a football field for that.
True.
So,
Are you excited to perform at homecoming?
Yeah, kind of.
What's your, like, favorite performance? Like, do you like competitions or football games more?
I like competitions because people actually are excited to see what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'll be at the end of a show last year, and I looked up, and, like, no one in the student section was clapping, so I'm just like, oh, okay. But at competitions, like, people are actually excited, so that gets you in a better mood, and you perform better.
They probably know what's impressive. Mm-hmm. More
it, than the, it gives you the motivation to perform. Yeah. Better.
Now, how many songs do you guys play?
So typically we have 4 movements, so it's 4 different songs, but this year we have 3 just because they're all longer. Mm-hmm.
What songs are they?
So this year we are playing 160 BPM by Hans Zimmer, which is from the Angels and Demons soundtrack. We are playing Dancer in the Dark by Jörg. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. And then we are playing Joy by, I don't know who it's by.
All right. That's basically all the questions I have. The last question is, what are you most looking forward to this season?
Just generally improving on my instrument. Because I switched this year and the directors were not happy that I went and bought my own instrument, but I switched and I proved them wrong because I am now playing everything up an octave. So
nice. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
If you are in elementary school or middle school and you are thinking about joining band, you definitely should, because it gives me something to do outside of school. Because if I wouldn't have done marching band, I would just be disintegrating in my bed right now. So
all right, you heard the lady, you do what she said. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Need a pick me up on the way to school or work?
Join the WEEM morning show in the conversation every Tuesday through Friday from 5 to 7 a.m
on 91.7 WEEM.
Hi, I'm Ethan Lincoln, and I'm here with Andrea Kapansky. Say hi.
Hi.
So, why did you start band?
Well, Caitlin Grevia, she's one of my best friends, she said that she was going to do marching band, or like band in general, and I was like, I've never thought about that. So then I tried out the instruments with her, and then we both ended up being in the same section, which is flutes.
How did you decide what instrument you wanted to play?
I didn't decide. I just wanted to be with like with her through the entire thing. So we chose the same instrument.
Is there anything you like about the flute?
It's pretty. It's really lightweight. So for marching band, it's really nice because my arms don't hurt.
Was there anyone that didn't want you to be in band?
No, not that I know of.
How do you feel about homecoming coming up?
Iffy about it, especially with how last year went. I'm pretty iffy about it, but I think it'll be better this year, hopefully.
So you already said why you're starting band. Did you start marching band for the same reason?
No, I was peer pressured into it.
By who?
Everybody else in band. Because everybody else was in marching band, and I wasn't last year. So they gave me a bunch of crap about it. So then I had to join, so they would be quiet about it.
If you couldn't do marching band, what other school sports would you have done?
Probably none. I've never done a school sport until marching band. I honestly probably wouldn't do a school sport.
Were there any school clubs you would join if you had the time?
Probably not, because I don't know the school clubs.
Well, I mean, that's why they have the whole system set up so you get emailed for them.
Yeah, but I'm also just not interested in them.
You don't even know what they are.
Yeah. I don't plan to.
How many new friends did you make because of band?
Band or marching band or both?
Both.
A lot. So many, especially marching band. Like, there were people that I didn't even know existed until marching band. Which sounds really mean, but it's true. And, like, now we're friends and it's wonderful.
Are you going to help build the floats?
I don't know. Because if I was, I would already be helping. And I just didn't volunteer for it. Because I don't have time.
Have you ever thought about quitting?
Marching band?
Yes.
Yes. That was during the summer camp. The June summer camp and the July summer camp. June summer camp was about a week long, and then July summer camp was about 3 weeks long, and it was horrible. Absolutely horrible. I hated every minute of it, and I wanted to quit, but my dad had put money into it, so I couldn't quit.
Are you planning on being on a float?
No, because I'm pretty sure the marching band's marching in the homecoming parade.
Are you going to
be on a float?
Are you going to be marching with the marching band? Okay.
Like, I'm in the marching band, so I have to march.
I don't know. Maybe you're running. I don't know.
Sprinting.
Sprinting?
That wouldn't work like that.
Is there any, like, special events you have planned for homecoming?
Well, one of my friends, her name's Abby. You know Abby.
Yes.
We're homecoming dates. Like, it's all platonic, but we're homecoming dates. And she got a corsage. That's really the only big plan. She got a corsage, and I think I'm going to go out with a group of friends afterwards. So hopefully. I don't know.
I hate to ask, but what's a corsage?
Corsage is like the little flower things where, like, the guy gets one flower and the girl gets another flower, and the flower goes around their wrist and also in the pocket.
Oh.
Yeah. But she bought them off Amazon, so they're plastic. So they won't die, which is really nice.
So that's all for the questions. Do you have anything you want to say?
All the flutes currently during marching band, you know how like the field has turf?
Yeah.
Like a bunch of little plastic pieces.
Yeah.
It gets in your shoe. And it is so annoying. It's not like it is so annoying. So the flutes have started saving the turf or like the fake grass that gets in your shoe, and we've stuck them in a box. And every flute has like a little box at home.
So like speaking of like stuff getting in your shoe, how much stuff on average gets in your shoe?
I would say I would be able to, if you had a dollar bill and laid it on the ground, enough turf would get in my shoe to have one solid layer across the entire dollar bill. My mom didn't believe me, so I took my shoe off last night after marching band, and I dumped it in the trash can. And so much turf came out of my shoe, including a fake piece of grass.
How did the grass get in your shoe?
I don't know. It just does. And I wear high top shoes to marching bands. I don't even understand how it still gets in, but it gets in. It just finds a way.
If you didn't join band because of that one person and got became a flute, so you guys were together, what instrument would you have picked?
Probably a reed instrument, because the first thing I tried was, it was like one of the mouthpieces that go on a trombone and a tuba and a trumpet. Yeah, I tried one of those and I didn't like it. And he kept getting so mad at me. He was like, "You're spitting in it. You can't be doing that." And I was like, "This is my first time. I don't understand. But okay." And then he shoved me over to the flute section and I tried a flute there and it went well, but I never got to try a reed.
So there's obviously like different reeds, like clarinet and saxophone and alto sax and barry sax and...
don't forget oboe. They always get left out.
Oboe.
And bassoon.
But those are double reeds. They're not just reeds.
Yeah, but they're still reeds.
But they're not... wait.
That's like saying a mechanical pencil isn't a pencil because it's not made out of wood. It's still a reed. It's just double.
So obviously you like perform at the games or stuff, but and you're still a normal band because you have to be in marching band.
Yeah.
But do you still go to the concerts?
Like the band concerts?
Yes.
Yeah, I have to. They're part of a grade. If I don't show up to it, then I get a bad grade.
And when I was in band and they are like, "You can be in marching band in high school," I'm like, "Do we have to be in the normal band too?" Because I want to be in marching band, just not in the normal band. Because I didn't want to have to go to concerts.
That's fair enough.
All right, I guess that's everything. Have a great day.
I have a question.
What?
Has anyone ever ate the mic?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I was just wondering, because it was like a really hard temptation to just go, like, it was a really hard temptation.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.